This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Lower House unanimously passes two election-related amendment bills replacing previous ordinances. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds joint meeting with EU ambassadors and heads of missions, reiterates commitment to balanced and pragmatic foreign policy. Hospitals report sharp rise in health-related, heat-related illnesses amid soaring temperatures across Western Tarai districts. And India and the United States sign framework agreement on critical minerals and rare earth cooperation. Now, the news in detail. Meetings of both houses of the federal parliament are taking place today, with the House of Representatives scheduled to convene at 11 a.m. and the National Assembly at 1:15 p.m. According to the federal parliament secretariat, the lower house will table the Intangible Cultural Property Protection Bill 2081 Vikram Sambat received from the National Assembly. Likewise, Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle is also scheduled to present the economic survey for the fiscal year 2082-83. Similarly, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timelsina is scheduled to present a proposal seeking consideration of the Film Bill 2082 Vikram Sambat, which originated in the National Assembly. In the National Assembly meeting, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle is scheduled to table the economic survey and present a proposal for deliberation on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat received from the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously passed two election-related amendment bills aimed at replacing ordinances introduced by the previous government for the March 5 parliamentary elections. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam presented the proposals on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah for endorsement of the House of Representatives Members' Election First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat and the Voter Name List First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. Meanwhile, Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal said Prime Minister Shah is preparing to appear before the House soon, following repeated demands from the opposition parties for his response to their questions. He said the date for the Prime Minister's appearance would be fixed after receiving a formal communication from the government and appealed to the opposition lawmakers not to obstruct parliamentary proceedings, citing pending legislative business. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reaffirmed the government's commitment to delivering visible improvements in the daily lives of citizens while prioritizing good governance, political stability and inclusive economic prosperity. Addressing a joint meeting of ambassadors of European Union member states based in Kathmandu and New Delhi, along with ambassadors of other countries based in Kathmandu at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said the government will uphold policy continuity, democratic values and political stability while pursuing a balanced foreign policy based on mutual respect, sovereign equality and shared prosperity. During the meeting, ambassadors and heads of diplomatic missions congratulated Prime Minister Shah on leading the new government, praised Nepal's peaceful elections and expressed commitment to expanding cooperation and investment for Nepal's economic growth. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, Chief Secretary Suman Raj Aryal and other senior government officials were present on the occasion. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has urged Nepalese living abroad to use the newly launched Mofa Mitra mobile application for easier access to consular services. Launching the app developed by the Department of Consular Services in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal said the platform would help make public services more accessible, efficient and citizen-friendly. The application allows Nepalese abroad and their families to register consular concerns and grievances online, track requests, receive updates and communicate directly with Nepali diplomatic missions. Meanwhile, the Embassy of Republic of Korea in Nepal and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs jointly organized a seminar in Kathmandu on enhancing regional integration and cooperation in South Asia. The seminar brought together policymakers, experts, and stakeholders to discuss institutional, political, and economic challenges facing regional cooperation in South Asia, as well as opportunities to strengthen collaboration through trade, investment, and development partnerships. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, South Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-yong, and representatives from South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, addressed the seminar. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has said chemical fertilizers will now be distributed to farmers through a scientific distribution system based on cultivable land area and production capacity to prevent shortages during the farming season. Information officer at the ministry, Lal Kumar Shrestha, said fertilizers would be distributed through official depots operated by the Krishi Samagri Company Limited and Salt Trading Corporation to ensure effective supply management. The ministry also warned that legal action would be taken against traders involved in black marketing or the sale of substandard and adulterated fertilizers. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha has directed government-run media organizations to complete pending annual audits at the earliest and accelerate the recovery of long-standing arrears. During a discussion with heads of state-owned media agencies at the ministry yesterday, Minister Dr. Timil Sinha instructed the agencies to immediately complete the stalled audits within the stipulated time frame and prepare clear action plans to recover overdue payments, including legal measures if necessary. The second meeting of the Nepal-Norway Bilateral Consultation Mechanism has reviewed overall Nepal-Norway relations and reaffirmed commitments to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, discussions held in Kathmandu on May 25 focused on development cooperation, sustainable development and emerging areas of partnership between the two countries, while also exchanging views on regional and global issues and reaffirming their commitment to the sustainable development goals, global peace, multilateralism and a rules-based international order. Rising temperatures and prolonged heatwave conditions have disrupted daily life across several districts of Western Terai. Temperatures in Nepalganj and surrounding areas have crossed 40 degrees Celsius in recent days, leading to reduced activity in markets and public places and disrupting daily activities. Hospitals in the region are reporting a sharp increase in heat-related illnesses, with patients seeking treatment for problems including dehydration, fever, headaches, nausea, and respiratory complications. Meanwhile, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned that heatwave conditions are likely to continue in the Terai districts, while hilly areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces are also experiencing unusually high temperatures. Authorities have urged the public to remain cautious, avoid unnecessary outdoor activities during peak daytime hours, and stay hydrated, as temperatures are expected to remain high in the coming days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. India and the United States have signed a framework agreement to strengthen cooperation in securing supplies of critical minerals and rare earth elements, including their mining, processing, recycling and related investment. The agreement was signed in New Delhi on Tuesday on the sidelines of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting between Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. According to both sides, the framework aims to build resilient and diversified supply chains for critical minerals used in high-end electronics, clean energy technology, electric vehicles and defense systems. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, and the Tarai regions will likely remain mainly fair today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi and Mathes province, including the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini province, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Hot weather conditions during the day are likely in the Tarai regions of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini provinces today. There is also a possibility of wind storms during the afternoon at a few places in Mathes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds and local winds along with a low pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Lower House unanimously passes two election-related amendment bills replacing previous ordinances. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds a joint meeting with EU ambassadors and heads of missions, reiterates commitment to balanced and pragmatic foreign policy. Hospitals report sharp rise in heat-related illnesses amid soaring temperatures across Western Tarai districts. And India and the United States sign framework agreement on critical minerals and rare earth cooperation. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcasts. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.